Well, it's time for another Spotlight on Joplin, and that's a new monthly feature. Started it just last month here on Arts News, and you're going to hear from Emily Frankowski, who is the Community Arts Director at Connect to Culture in Joplin. For those of you who might not be familiar, you might think of it, if you're a Springfield resident, think of it as the Joplin equivalent of the Springfield Regional Arts Council. It is the Arts Council for Joplin and the surrounding area, and they have a lot going on in the month of May.
Oh, yeah. There's so much going on in Joplin. You got to come check it out.
All right. First, there are two exhibits that are continuing. They've opened in March, and they will continue into May at the Spiva Center for the Arts at 222 West 3rd Street downtown.
Yeah, they're two of my favorite exhibits that we have annually at Spiva. The first is Photo Spiva. They're actually celebrating their 43rd year. It's basically a national contest for photography. They get entries from all over. This year, the juror was Patty Carroll. And it's just a wonderful snapshot, if you will, of current photography trends. You see all different types, all different subjects, and it's just a really interesting exhibit. And then the other one that Spiva does is the 2019 Small Works Auction, which that might be my favorite because it is kind of a fundraiser for Spiva, but also gives people an opportunity to own more of the local artists' work in town. They create these masonite boards that are sized 12 by 12, 9 by 12, or 6 by 6, and then Spiva member artists take them home, create art on them, bring them back, and then they auction them off. And so from whenever the exhibit starts to when it ends, people can come in and write down their bids. I'm currently in a bidding war for like two pieces. I continue to check online because I'm like, I am getting those two pieces. But this is a great opportunity for first-time art buyers.
Yeah, the deadline is coming up on May the 10th, right?
Yes, and they have a big party that night, 5:30 to 7, when they cut off the online bidding and you have to come in person. You know, sometimes they have music and food and drink, but it's a really fun party.
And again, the Small Works Auction ends on May the 10th and Photo Spiva continues until May the 18th. Well, you have the First Thursday Art Walk coming up.
Yes, we do. First Thursday Art Walk is such a fantastic event. They've been doing it for years. It also is a really great spotlight on local artists in Joplin. They usually kind of pop-up gallery spaces throughout downtown Joplin, mostly focused around 4th Street to 7th Street on Main. And you just walk into different venues, you see the artists' work, you buy art. There's always local musicians everywhere. It's just a great time to walk the art through historic downtown Joplin.
And that is
May 2nd.
Yeah, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Yes. And then we also have Third Thursday, kind of a bigger street festival. So that one is on May 16th on Thursday.
And again, those hours are 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Well, coming up May the 4th, there's a concert at Coda Concert House, which is your local house concert venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Indigenous. I'm really excited about this one. It sounds pretty interesting. They are from the Yankton Sioux Reservation, and they're a blues-inspired rock group called Indigenous. And they've been on different shows such as NPR's All Things Considered, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and even Austin City Limits. So they're going to be there promoting their newest release, an album called Gray Skies, and they dedicate it to all young people living on Indigenous reservations. So there is a suggested donation of $30 for general admission. It's a very fun atmosphere just because it literally is a house. He has knocked down some of the walls in this house and kind of created a big space, big small space, I guess, out of a house. And you can just literally sit in the house. It's very intimate. You're pretty close to the artists, and it's really easy to meet them after the show. So that one I'm really excited about.
That is on May the 4th, and that starts at 5:30 p.m. Coda Concert House at 2120 East 24th Street in Joplin. Mm-hmm. And all the proceeds from the suggested donation of $30, that money all goes to the performing artists. And there's another one coming up on May the 10th, also at Coda Concert House, another blues-based group called Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. That starts at 7 p.m. on May the 10th.
Doesn't that name just makes me kind of giggle a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah. They call themselves kind of rootsy country blues, and that's going to be really a good time, too. They're a suggested donation of $25.
Right.
And then they also have Ben Miller coming up on May 19th, and he's in the Ben Miller Band, and they formed in Joplin, but he's going to have his kind of a solo Ben Miller show with two other songwriters that Ben Miller really likes. He picked them out, Bill Gosch and Brooke Blanche, and so that's going to be another fun night. But another fun performing arts experience is coming up is Joplin Little Theater, 9 to 5, the musical. There are any, Dolly Parton fans out there, that's coming up. And Joplin Little Theater is our local theater venue for community theater. And whoever doesn't already know the gist of this story, it's about three coworkers who are just sick of their boss. And he's, sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical, bigot. That's what, that's what the description says.
Got it exactly right.
Yeah, they want to kind of take over the office and, teach him a lesson. So it's sure to just be chaos and a lot of laughs.
That comes up May 29th and runs through June the 2nd at Joplin Little Theater. That's at 3008 West 1st Street. You can call their box office or go to joplinlittletheater.org.
And then we also have something new coming up this summer that I don't believe we've had it before, but on May 25th, we're going to have the first in a series of summer concert series at Wilder's Event Center in downtown Joplin at 1208 South Main Street. And they're calling it the Wilder's 2019 Summer Concert Series. And it's for ages 21 plus, but they're going to have a night of dynamic music by Opal Agafia and the Sweet Nothings, Chucky Wags and the Company of Rags, Red Oak Ruse, and Sky Pollard. So I'm really excited about this. I have never heard about this happening before, but they're going to also have some cochinita Mexican street food there, and they're going to have some arts and crafts vendors. General admission of $15, but I'm pretty excited. It's going to be, I think they're going to have May, maybe June and July, maybe into August.
And something that you talked about on our April show that you were excited about, they're, of course, doing it again because it's a monthly thing. The downtown poetry reading and open mic takes place in May on May the 20th at Joplin Avenue Coffee Company.
Yep, they usually have a featured reader, and then they also have opportunity for open mic signups. So that is a really great event. For other things that are going on as an event-wise, we're having an interesting program go on May 4th at the Joplin Public Library. It's called House Story, Researching Historic Sites and Structures from 10:30 a.m. to noon. And if you go to this workshop, the Post Art Library's director, Jill Sullivan, will teach what are the best practices when researching historic sites, maybe homes, buildings. She's one of our local gurus on historic architecture and historic Joplin. So she has a wealth of information to share, can kind of teach you what kind of resources there are available so that you can learn more about your house or whatever you're interested in.
Okay, anything else?
Oh my gosh, is there anything else?
No.
Well, May 3rd, there's free comic book day down at Hurley's Heroes at 824 South Main Street. We have an event coming up for our local arts and cultural groups. We're going to hold a Connect to Culture Roundtable media panel on May 7th at Joplin Little Theater. We're going to invite kind of our local media and help the organizations figure out the best way to communicate about their events to those kind of media representatives, because we know there's a lot of information going to them. So we always try to put on these roundtables to encourage best practices and help open lines of communication and things like that. So, and then another thing that's kind of neat that's coming up, this is calling those interested in opera or theater. Heartland Opera Theater is going to be having their auditions for the 2019-2020 season. That's May 18th and 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. at Missouri Southern State University's Fine Arts Complex in room 208. And their address is 3950 East Newman Road. But they've got three performances in their 2019-2020 season they're going to be auditioning for.
There's information available at Connect2Culture. That's Connect, the number 2culture.org, or you can call the offices at 417-625-6683.
Yes, and we have definitely, you know, performances, events, exhibits, and classes, which we haven't even touched on.
Right.
Plenty of those, too.
But all that information is on the website. Well, that is Emily Frankowski, the Community Arts Director for Connect2Culture in Joplin, and this has been Spotlight on Joplin. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.